You are the one I'm talking to. New Living Translation. Tomorrow we have to get a screen. John, it will make the thing nicer. Yeah. Abraham moved south to the Negev and lived for a while between Kadesh and Shur, somewhere. Abraham introduced his wife. Listen to this very carefully. Oh. So Abraham was while living there as a foreigner, Abraham introduced his wife, Sarah, by saying, "She is my sister." So this is the story. Abraham went to a place, the land of the Philistines. You remember Philistines? I don't know. Do you know Philistine? Moon in Philistine. David and Goliath. Moon in David and Goliath. Huh? David and Goliath. David and Goliath. Won't he go David and Goliath da? Doctor, Christabel. Won't he David and Goliath da? Who free as well? What are they about? What are they about program? You see? It is won't he David and Goliath da? Huh? You mash me. Okay, how many of you are from you are from Jesus of your world? Any of the branches or like yes, any of the children who are from Lighthouse? They say Lighthouse, but children from Lighthouse, children Nkolana Mofi Lighthouse branches. Now, Mabaha say, "Pejam musami riade." Pejam musani ye. Say. We in the street. Aha. Okay. Unim David and Goliath. David and Goliath. David and Goliath. Raise up your hands. I can point at you and ask you. David and Goliath. David and Goliath. You know. Do you know that Goliath came from a place? The people of that place are called Philistines. Did you know? You know that Goliath was a Philistine. You know that. So the story I'm telling you right now, this is before, long, long before David's time. Are you paying attention? Abraham went to the place where the Philistines lived. And then, when he went with his wife. When he got there, he introduced Okashe and Kofona, Sarah. Uh-huh. But in English, it's Sarah. Okay, so, Sarah. Eye, Niniaba. But, Sarah, you why? But, in reality, Sarah, you why? Nigeria said Ninia, Yonya Ninia, or no, no, Car said Sarah Ninia, but not the criminal, not Sarah Wine. His wife. So, listen to, don't pay attention to him. Just listen to the story. Are you following? So, he told them that she's my sister. So the king of the Philistines at that time, his name was Abimelech. Are you following me? So Abimelech said they should bring Sarah to him so that he will marry her. Are you listening? Bring Sarah, so our because if the man comes and they said Sarah was very beautiful, and he was walking with her. And then he said, "She's my sister. If it's your sister, yeah, means she's available, my boy. Or yes. Your sister there is available." In the night, God came to Abimelech and said, "Look, you are a dead man because the woman that you have taken is somebody's wife." What have I done? The man told me that the woman is his sister. Oh, yeah. So verse 5, it says, Didn't Abraham tell me that she is my sister? And she herself also said he is my brother. And when they ask her, are you hearing what I'm telling you? So God said, "Look, it's okay. I mean, I'm not going to punish you because of that." And then they said, "Take your wife and then you can go." Verse 14. Then Abimelech took some of his sheep and his goats and cattle, and male and female servants. And he presented them to Abraham. And he returned his wife also, Sarah, to him. And he said to Sarah, look, verse 16, I am giving your brother, the one he said that is your brother, no? I'm giving your brother 1,000 pieces of silver in the presence of all these witnesses. This is to compensate you for any wrong I may have done to you. This will settle any claim against me, and your reputation is cleared. You see, this thing happened 2 times in Abraham's life. The first one, it happened in Egypt. He went to Egypt, and he told the Pharaoh in Egypt that she's my sister. So when he said she's my sister, the Pharaoh took the woman and gave Abraham a lot of things. Let's read this. So this is the Philistines, Abimelech in chapter 20, okay? So now let's find the Pharaoh one. Are you in the church? Have you found it? Let me find it. Who has found it? John, you haven't found it. I'll find it. I'll tell you. But let me tell you what happened. Yeah, I found it now. Genesis 12, verse 10. It says, at the time, a severe famine struck the land of Canaan, forcing Abraham to go down to Egypt, where he lived as a foreigner. Are you following the story? So you see, the same type of words. Where he lived as a foreigner, just like in the Philistines' country. Are you with me? All right. As he was approaching the border of Egypt, Abraham said to his wife, Sarai, look, you are a very beautiful woman. When the Egyptians see you, they will say, this is his wife. Let's kill him. Then we can have her. So please tell them you are my sister. Then they will spare my life and treat me well because of their interest in you. And sure enough, when Abraham arrived in Egypt, everyone noticed Sarai's beauty. When the palace officials saw her, they sang her praises to Pharaoh, their king. And Sarai was taken into his palace. Verse 16 says, then Pharaoh gave Abraham many gifts because of her. Do you remember Abimelech said, I'm giving you 1,000 pieces of silver to your brother because of you. This man also said, the Pharaoh also said, gave Abraham gifts because of her. Sheep, goats, cattle, male and female donkeys, male and female servants, and camels. Are you in the church? He too. God sent plagues to his household. So, in the morning, he called Abraham and said, hey, what have you done? Why didn't you tell me she was your wife? Why did you say she's my sister? Then Pharaoh, verse 20, ordered some of his men to escort them. Are you listening to me? And he sent Abraham out of the country along with his wife and all his possessions. Look at chapter 13, verse 1. So Abraham left Egypt and traveled north into the Negev along with his wife and Lot and all that they owned. Are you following me? Verse 13:2 says, Abram was very rich in livestock, silver, and gold. So see, what happened? What I'm saying is that. Se enyoma nyankopon pese odemaw anase opese oye wa abra bomu no. Se wankasa obeya. Number 1, ebeche. Number 2, obebre. But se nyankopon eya, which is like when God fulfills his promises to you, you will go to see. He went to Egypt. The next day, he was going away with camels, cattle. He went there with his wife because na ekomaba into occur Egypt. Are you following me? He went with his wife. But when he went and he was coming back out of Egypt, he didn't go to do PhD, he didn't go to do masters, he didn't go to do any work. Because nowadays that's what happens. Like people think you have to go to the UK or go to the US to go and work there as something. Do you understand? As something. And then when you are coming back after some years, you will bring pounds sterling or you will bring dollars, and then you are rich. So there are children here, their only dream right now, because of what they have heard, is to go abroad. They want to even stop school and start to go, if I can go abroad. But Abraham went into Egypt with his wife only. But when he was coming back, in 2 days, and no, it's not 2 days, because he went there today. In the evening, the Pharaoh had, following them, he sent them away. When he was coming back, he had cattle, he had sheep, he had goats, he had camels. Verse 2 of chapter 3 says, Abraham was rich in livestock, in silver. No one says, in silver and in gold. How did it happen? In 2 days. I'm saying that God, the promises that God has made, God, when he's fulfilling those promises to you, it can just happen. Yeah, the way your faces are looking, I'm not encouraged. I'm preaching to people. I'm not preaching to you. That's why Maba has said, my catch was older, you know, you're fine. So I see you. I'm talking to you. Maybe I can't see me actually. Then I may say. Maybe I can't see me. Minka say. All of you children who are here. Strong Christian Conference is not for grown-ups. Because the thing I'm teaching you, I want you to have enough time. To practice it. I'm not preaching. I don't understand what I'm saying. John, where are your children? They're in this side here. Do they understand what I'm saying? These ones. Teachers, pastors, grown-ups who are here, I'm telling you something. Don't become lazy. Become a follower. Follow. Copy. Look at Abraham and how he walked. Abraham named Nyankopon Ayon Kofano. Next thing. Sheso na wonso eni nyankopon enante saa na said ya nyankopon edi ne boshe so ema Abraham. See that's what I'm showing you, that for you know, of all the things that Abraham had, these things, livestock, camel, whatever, God made two times the same thing happened. Abraham enters the place empty-handed and comes back out of the place rich. God can transfer money from somebody to you 2 days. Is it 1 day? You know what they say, amen to me? I'm in the wrong church now. Now I'm in the wrong church. But let me preach what I came to preach. Because this is not, I didn't come to, it's becoming like a convention where you are receiving. But you see, I wanted, what I'm going to say next, I want you to be interested. That's why I'm telling you this one first. I with me. But let's go. I'm talking too much about this one. Let's go. When we are following people who inherited the promises, Hebrews 6:12, the way there's no screen, it's not helping. But Hebrews 6:12 says, be not slothful, or don't become lazy, but be followers of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. So, write this one down. Two things you must follow about every great person who has walked with God and seen God's promises, two things about them that you must follow. Number one, their faith. Their faith. Number two, their patience. You're not here. You're not here. But I'm preaching to you, bruh. Oh, I say. Oh, I have. I mean, I didn't even pray. Like something that we have not heard about. You see, let me tell something. Tell someone like Samson, for example. Samson, he you see, he had enemies. He and his enemies were quarreling. And he got angry. So he said, I will punish, they will smell pepper. So you know what he did? He caught an animal called, you know, fox. Go into the box. No. Yeah, can't fox. Order. It's not seeing it. Fox. Go into the box. No. Why? Because I'm too big. So, is it the animal? Fox. Fox, if a fox gets it, will eat you. Oh, nam krona say who fox are. What do? You have to run. It will eat you. Samson caught foxes. He tied their tails to each other. Tail is what? Now, wapa matches to the tail. Now we jaw mo mama ko fa atamfoni foam. What she phone in na? Now, first of all, I imagine, how do you even catch two foxes? Let them stand there for you to tie their tails. I'm saying, it's not making sense to you. It's not making sense to you. Hey. Wild, like people. And God wants to make you also somebody that is dangerous. Yes. When you enter a place, when you come into a place and there are blind people, when you do your hand like this, their eyes open. We don't like such things in Kidnapper. When you go to a hospital and you are walking through the hospital, then sick people are getting out from their beds and they are going home. How many want something like that? Say, my friend is sick, so I've come to the world to come and visit my friend. And then as I'm coming to visit my friend, the beds are here and here, and my friend is on the bed over there, and the door is here. But as I am going to my friend's bed now, as you are just walking here, then people start getting up and packing their things to go home, because as you are passing, they are getting healed. Hey! I say, hey! Do you know how I know that it's possible? Because in the Bible, the Bible says, it happened to Paul. Sometimes they just take even a dress that he has worn or handkerchief they will just put on someone, the person becomes. So it is something, even Jesus, it happened to him also. He will just be walking. Shadow will be falling on people and they start getting up to go home because they are okay. And you see, I'm saying that God, the reason why God wrote those things in the Bible is because he wants to show you what he can do also in your life. But if you don't have an example, you cannot imagine it. But the example is there in the Bible so that you see ordinary human beings that God did something through. So that's why I say, don't become lazy. There is, I said here, a responsibility to you. Something. So that those people who experience those things with God, you too, you can experience those things. I think I'm repeating myself. I've been repeating myself since afternoon. Since I came, I've been just repeating myself. Because you know the reason I'm repeating? You see, when I look at your face, you are not convinced. You're not convinced. God wants you to be great. You'll be great. You'll be in Ghana. They will hear about you in Nicaragua. You know Nicaragua? It's a country. Nicaragua. They will hear that there is a human being here in Kintampo, Ghana. There's something on him. Yeah, because if you are just walking through a hospital, every time you go to a hospital unintentionally, people just get up from their beds and go home. they will say, hey, there is a man of God in Ghana. I'm not preaching well. God wants to do that in your life. God wants to do that in your life. God wants to do great things with you. Like I showed you in Abraham's, God wants to take somebody's money that he has piled and transfer it to you. God wants to do that in your life. I hear what I'm telling you. But there is a way, and the way is called following. You have to follow. And I said the act to follow is what? Is to do what? Is to copy. What did Abraham do? How did Abraham live his life? I hear what I'm telling you. Yeah, all these people are doing fantastic things. How did they live their lives? Okay, so now I'm talking too much. So let me just show you. We are closing. I said today we are closing early. Okay. So I said two things that when you are following somebody, you must follow. You must learn. You must pay attention to those two things and copy those things. Number one, say the anipano edi jinyan kupon di efa. Is it making sense? The Bible says, Abraham believed God and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Abraham was the man who God came to him. He was 75 years old. God told him, I will make you the father of many nations. But it took 25 years. It was 100 years before the son that was promised came. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? But Abraham believed God from that time until the promise came to pass. The people who have followed God and have seen great things happen in their lives, they have believed a certain strong. That's why. That's what I'm saying. As I'm telling you the things, Meshemo, last year you were alive more than this year. Yeah, this year you are very. I don't know that you are thinking about what I'm saying. Or I'm not sure what is going on. Yes. You don't believe me. You don't believe me. Look at what God has done with the people. Look at how they believed. There is a belief. See, let me tell something. And I'm talking to you children. You see, one of the things people say about even like paying tithe is like, oh, tithe. Even nowadays, there are some messages going around. So, Tithe is no, it's not important. It is like a pamdada. Why are the churches giving people pressure? Look, me, I don't know about all of these things. See, what I know is that there are 7,847 promises that God has made. That how I was telling the man over here that I will send you Momo 2nd February next year on your birthday. And you used to buy kebab and champagne and this thing. Yeah, you will sit in your house and chew it and eat it and be happy. And so, happy birthday to me. Now, if you are the one, say, so, and I'm a cashier, I'll say, send me more sika, 100 cedis, you 10 cedis, mommy, to so do duo. That's how you say it's like 10%. Remember, Mema 100, so me the mawa for 90. Ne you 10, mami. O the 10 ne mami ya. Me wo me car boot. Car boot. Oh. Me sound wo be brace. Can you be brace? Bottom ma. Inti me be chow 10. Me chow 100. Me chow 100 da. You mu 10. See this. For mommy. What the mommy are? Now my cock me can't even be a way bottle. I be she goes so. I'm not saying it well. Me find my wall. Me she. I will pause. I was going to say. Me bam. Me say, I go. Now, bottle no swami. As soon as I say, I'm carrying on my head. I go, give me away. I go. When I come and I reach here, then I'll open the bottle and I'll pour all the money on you. Okay. If it is you, will you give me the 10? Or you take all the 100? Or you are not sure? Doctor, what do my mommy announce on for mommy? Remember me, my mom 100. My show boss said, oh, me the 100 name on us for mommy 10 now. My show boss said, oh, mommy 10 now. Wait na me ya ma. Oh, the mommy and some mommy. Yeah. Why don't you pay your tithe? Why? Why don't you pay it? Why is it exchange is not wrong. Is it exchange? Is it even fair exchange? Why don't you pay it? You see, as I'm preaching to you, that you have not understood. You see, Abraham. I listen to me. Abraham went and fought a war. Lot was kidnapped with his people. And Abraham organized his servants and went and fought the war. And then took Lot and they were coming back. When they were coming back, they met a strange man called Melchizedek. Nobody knows where he came from. And Abraham gave that strange man tithes. And then that strange man spoke a blessing on Abraham. So you see that it's not surprising how this say king of Egypt now camel's name not their man not the court say Abimelech not their man because somebody spoke up. You see, I'm telling you that your behavior, if you are going to follow and inherit the promises like the people ahead of us have, you have to believe like they believed. I'm not saying the thing well. You have to believe Malachi 3:10, like how Abraham believed it. You have to believe it. You have to take the Bible and look at the promises in it that God has made, and believe them, like how David believed God's word. Said, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Say, how can a young man keep his way pure? This. I believe it. Charlie, I think I should close. Your the way you're not minding, the way you are doing. The online people, are they minding me online? Are the online people, are they enjoying the preaching? I can preach to the online people. There are some people who are online, they are watching on Facebook. Should I preach to the Facebook people and leave you people in the room here? That's my brain. One person will go here. Look, you don't believe. You don't believe. I'm like, the vibe I'm getting, you don't feel the vibe. I'm not feeling the vibe. Yeah, you know. I'm not feeling it. That's why I said that. Let me talk to these boys. Let me talk to these boys. Sister. Ebesi uye. You know why? How do I know? He says so. Because God says so. Nyankopon. Have you guys sang Defe Defe here? Is there a song you have heard? Have you heard that song? Defe Defe. How many people know Defe Defe? Ah, you have not heard Ben. Are you in Ghana? When we finish, let's pawn him. Let's pawn this man. He has not heard Defe Defe. This one, they are playing, and even they are playing nice claps in Amabor, nice claps. Gospel song, but they're playing in nice claps. There's a part of the song that says that Atu Hose. Who knows the song? You know the song? They sang it in church. Me, my job in this conference, by tomorrow when I'm going, is to convince you. I'm trying, but I'm struggling. You can see I'm suffering to convince you. This is my belief. Everybody who has worked with God and done strange things, they believed. For you to be able to inherit the promises, the things that God has written, you have to believe. Like those who have gone ahead of us have believed faith. That's why I'm telling that. It is like the children have more time to practice believing in God. That's why I came. Like I came because of them. Number two, patience. You have to learn, copy, emulate, imitate the patience of those who have also received some promises from God. Number one, to believe. If they put a knife to your throat, I don't change my mind. I believe. I know what I'm saying, not making sense to you. I believe. Number two, I believe, but I patiently believe. Yes. You must have patience to it. Because I'm telling, 75, God says, I'll make you father of many nations. 100 before it came to pass. One child. It's not many nations, 100 though. And I don't know what I'm trying to say. Like God comes to you and makes a promise and say, I will make you the father of many nations when you are 75 years old. Then 25 years later, he gives you only one single child. So you start asking that, hey, Rade. In can many nations, they can not make one. Oh, my man will bear 15 precope. Like, you see, like as Sarah has given birth to Isaac to, no, next year, give birth to another one, next year, I'll be at least by some time in the year. Because Sarah was 127 years old when she died. 127. But she gave birth, when she gave birth, she was 90, wasn't it 90, isn't it? And Abraham was 100. Uh-huh. So, I mean, 90 there. Everybody say, of the 10 years, it will become what? Oh, I will back 90, yeah. Amen. Afibia 1, Afibia 1. Obey 200 in there. Obey 10. Then we know that, okay, many nations know it can happen. But you make a promise to somebody, I will make you father of many nations. 25 years later, then you give him one child. Who you answer? I'll say, go and kill him. Go and kill him. Go and kill him. Hey! Father of many nations, that's it. Father of many nations, say, Nemo, try. Now, 25 years later, Baba Kwaba, one child has come. Oh, say, carry him and go and sacrifice him to me. Like, he's the one I want to sacrifice. Go and kill him for me. Hey! Is that, like, You call and answer your buy. That's what you'll be asking. We'll come back to zero. When we finish killing him, we'll come back to zero. It's like, you're not going to be wondering at all. This father of many nations, no. When will it happen? That's why you must be a small boy. How old are you? How old are you? What if you age? 13. You must be a small boy. When you start opening the Bible and seeing the promises of God, and you start believing them, and then because you are 13 years old, you're not in a hurry, you will have enough time to be patient with God. That's why I'm saying this message. I'm preaching to, if you are grown up already, I don't know how I can help you about this particular situation. I don't know how I can help you in this situation, because you are listening. And you do what? You miss. I don't know how I can help you. Because you see, but in Penyifono, I am now moving to me now, but I'm going to go. They're being a rushing and coupon sound. That's it. We can't wait. But this, he can wait. I said, he can wait. He can wait. Look at him. Look at all these people. They can wait. Can you wait? He can wait. Can you wait? Can I say, I can wait. Can you wait? I can wait. I can wait. Can you wait? Huh? Yes, I can wait. Yes, I can wait. Can you wait? Yes. Are you disappointed? You say, can you wait? Now, who waits? You know, now your landlord, oh, two way refuel hall. That's what. Now you will see how hot you are. Hallelujah. So we have learned two things. Number one is what? If you are following great people, even Bishop Dag, if you want to be like Bishop Dag, if God wants to make you like Bishop, you want to be like Bishop Dag, you must look at Bishop Dag, how he believes God. The strength, the same strength with which he believes God, you must also look at him and copy or emulate or imitate like that and believe like that. What I'm saying is making sense to you. Then you will now wait patiently for what God has promised to you to begin to show itself gradually. Look, I joined this church in 2004. The church started in 1988 or 1989. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But even when I joined the church, by the time I joined the church in Tamale in 2004, there were many branches everywhere, many branches everywhere. But today, 2024, the branches that we have, and you see, he Bishop Dag, are you following that? Hey, may I do? When God called him and he had just one church in a classroom somewhere, he didn't imagine all the thousands of branches that we currently have. But today you are here, you can see him, you can see how God has brought him all this way. So if you say, I want God also to do something great with me, like he has done with this man, I will say, we'll rewind it through backwards and see how he has believed in God. And also see how long it has taken for him to come to where he is. You have to have the patience. Two things you must follow about great people, people who have inherited the promises, is number one, their faith. They believe. How they are believed. And their patience. I hear what I'm telling you. But anyway, I'm talking too much. So we're going to close very soon. But let me tell you, then tomorrow we'll continue. Is that a good idea? Yeah, we're going to close with this one. It's a very good place to close. So how to discover the faith, or how to learn about the faith and patience of those who have inherited the promises. How do you learn it? How do you find this out? How do you learn about it? Are you hearing what I'm telling you? And then we are going to close with this. And tomorrow we'll continue, because I can see that you're not here again. Five different ways. Number one, and I'm talking to the children now. I'm talking to you right now. Number one, to discover the promises of God, and then to discover the faith and the patience of those who have inherited those promises. Okay, Number one, the first method, the first way is what we call quiet time. Quiet time. We are closing now. How many like branch pastors, minister shepherds, you have children here? You brought children here. Give me a wheel, let me see. Only 3, 4, 5. Okay. When we close, come to the front. I'll tell you something before you go home. Is it a good idea? Okay. If you open your eyes, be winning a crabby, make a semi crabby at your near pump. Why? It's not a year. It's not a year in there. Number one, quiet time. Quiet time, another way of saying quiet time is read your Bible, pray every day. It's what? Another way of saying quiet time is what? You see, I wanted to tell you how I love quiet time, but I'm looking at you. You are looking very tired and sleepy. So, minka. Me batch na. Tomorrow. When you come, you'll be alive and fresh, I'll tell you. The battery is back. Even, what's your name? John. Let me tell you a secret.
Is why the grown-ups are not prospering is because they don't have quiet time. Don't tell anybody.
Did you hear that? I'll tell you again. Bring your ear.
One of the reasons why the grown-ups, they are not prosperous, they don't have 5,000 Ghana cedis, is because they don't have quiet time every day. Don't tell anybody.
That's why, you know, there are 3 children here who are listening to me. Who are the 3 children who are listening to me? 3 children are listening to me. Who are the 3 people? It can be anybody. Who are the 3? Only 3 children are listening to me. Who are the 3 people? I want 3 people who are listening to me. I can tell. Look at this people. Your hands should be up. All the children, your hands should be up. I'm surprised that your hands are down. Yes.
It's a secret.
Many grown-up people who come to church, even I'm not talking about those who are in the room. Those who are in the room, they are pastors and things. I'm talking about like grown-ups, normal, general grown-ups who come to church on Sunday. Reverend Noah's church members who are grown-ups who come to church on Sunday. They don't have quiet time. They don't wake up in the morning and open their Bibles to see what direction God will give them so that it will help them to prosper. They don't. You see, let me tell something. The power of the thing is in its simplicity. Quiet time is so simple and so... Sometimes like you are going to write an exam and the things that are like... look like simple, whatever. The ones you don't read, when you go to the exam, they want, when they can, you can't remember them. See, are they crying? But I can't remember it. Quiet time. Isaac was, people were going to Abrochi. There was a time in Isaac's life, Abraham's son Isaac. People were going to approach it because the amount of money more you gain, the economy no yet. Obia your connection, you go approach it, and Isaac also say, "Oh, go approach it." God came to him and told him, "Don't go. Stay here." You see the difference between, you see, niya otin nyangu poni se kono. Because Deuteronomy 28, when we're reading, what is it? When you continue Deuteronomy 28, I think it's like verse 3, verse 4, verse 5. It says, you will be blessed in your going out and what? In your coming in. So there is a going out that if God has directed you in that going out, that because the blessing of the going out, it comes from thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Thou shalt observe to do what he says. God comes to you and says something into your ear, and you hear it and you follow it. Then he says that you're going out. So the going out started from hearing God saying, go out. Because Abraham was in his father's house, God called him and said, come out. If Abraham had stayed, it would have been disobedience. Isaac was in his house and he was going out, and God said, don't go out, stay here. If he had gone, it would have been disobedience. So the difference between the going out or the staying is what is God, what did God say? What did God say? And one of the surest ways that God says to you, talks to you. What's your name? Jonas. Yes, Jonas. If you want to hear God's voice, read your Bible, pray every day. I'm telling you. It is like one of the read your Bible, pray every day. Yeah. Yeah. You know, you see sometimes, and you see, I'm talking to you small children, you understand? Exam, my agriculture. You don't need a PO, is that how they call it? You don't need those. Those of you who have been doing this, it's like anybody who could try exam, that's how they appall, like obey the answers, now and now they call try. Just know that Saturday now, okay, you know, Nyankopon and Kaunhun. On Kaunhun. In the baby bea, baby, what one is making sense to you? But the whole person, you need to be able to hear. Look, I'm sure it has happened to you, but you can be. Who's your idea that? Say, who be a notebook now? The exam, neighbor, second term exam. Who be a baby, catch or say, can you have Hano and Mark? Hano count. I be a order. Sometimes. Who should page now? No. Are you saying?
Who should page here? That would be a career.
Can you have? This is like here. And then, who will come on? Na a horn out kind, you know. Yeah. You see, it will make the difference. It's not, you see, exam, eh? The reason why exams are difficult to pass, for all of us, we don't all pass at the same time. You know, normally, some people, oh, yes, Shisha won't say, Ebimu or Tuan, Ebimu or Shro, and I'm Ewa. Is that how it happens? But you see, it's not always that questions and anto. Do you see no anto? I'm not needing a to ya. Like you will see something. Oh, not like that. Dia onusia na ma. Onu osua yo. They are unusual. You say unusual. You say a quadruple and say bio. No, they are unusual. No, ama. Eba ya nka ticha na kasa nka ngobe hu. If the ohu so no, onu de ne buy. I want to say because the thing we have learned is plenty. A teacher is certain questions. There are certain 40 objective questions. No, 40 objective questions. A, B, C, D. 40. All these things. We have gone to school 16 weeks. Every day we are learning RM, we are learning social studies. And you are setting questions. Only 60. All these things. By all means, no money be ma. Oh, and he said, Nyankupon, I am a domna, say, be a question, I am a ma. Let's just say, like, watch or no. But if in the morning, just before you go and write the exam, while you have opened your Bible to see what God will say to you, you hear something. That last minute flipping through something will make the difference between the 35% now in Kaobenyano and the 75% now. That's the difference. I'm saying that, look, Many, are you in the church? I want to close now. Grown-ups, plenty. You are suffering in life because you don't have quiet time. They are quiet. They are not minding me again. So, number one way of finding out, number one, the promises, and number two, the faith and the patience of those who have gone ahead of us, so that we can copy. How did they live? How did they do? The Bible says, Enoch walked with God, and God took him. Do you understand God took him? Do you understand God took him? What's your name? Everyone's saying. Whoa, see. Everyone's saying. What is your name? He doesn't understand tree. He doesn't understand tree. What language does he understand? He doesn't understand English too. But he understands your language. Okay. What is his name? What? Lilam. It's long. I cannot say it. Number two, write it down. Number two. Tomorrow, the month of book and buy, because all of you who I'm preaching to you, I came from Kumasi because of you. You are not writing. You are not writing. Number two, Bible study. Tomorrow, I will say all these things again. I'll say all these things tomorrow morning. So you write it. Will you bring a book? Yes. So let's close. Let me finish and close today. Number one, quiet time. Number two, Bible study. You have it. Number three, reading Christian books. Reading what? Christian books. Tomorrow I will explain it well. Hey. Yes, I will. I can tamper, but it's nothing. Yes. Hey, friend, bro. Yeah, pumps. Yeah, I promise. We are closing. I'm telling you the list, then we close. Okay, I'm not even explaining it again. Number three is what? Christian books, not Christian Bible. Christian books. Books. Number four, listening to preaching. When you listen to people preaching, you will hear the story of their lives. I hear what I'm telling you. You hear how God has the story. How God has brought them from somewhere to somewhere. And as they talk about it, also you will see how they have believed God through the years, and how God has become, has shown Himself faithful. I don't know what that. I said I'll not explain it. So let's last one. Watching preaching. So listening to preaching and watching. So you don't understand the difference. One is video, one is only audio. Yeah. Are the online people watching? Are they there or they have closed? They are there. The online people are there. They say they are watching. They say they understand what I'm preaching. They understand what I'm preaching. Okay. If you don't understand, the online people are understanding. They are on Facebook. They are understanding what I'm preaching. Tomorrow, when you come, you'll not be tired. You'll be away. So today we started late. Tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock. How many can come at 8 o'clock? Organize a bus fast. 8 o'clock, we'll be here. So we can be here. I can tell you everything before I go back to Kumasi. From here, I'm going to Techiman. From here, we'll go to Techiman. We'll go and continue in Techiman. Huh? So give me the list. Number one is what? Quiet time. Number two is what? Bible study. Number three is what? Reading Christian books. Number four is what? Listen to preaching. If you listen to preaching, you will hear. You see, even sometimes there are some of the things that God has said that He will do. That's why listen to preaching. It also means that you must come to church every Sunday. Let me tell something. In Kolan Kolana Mwaha say no. Mentinefie Emma Obi Emba Ufie Emme Dario and Shell Atari and for my church. Is that does that happen over here? We go and bath people. I used to do when I was in Tamale. Early in the morning. Yeah, I asked them to be somewhere. We'll go there. One of my shepherds, when we come in the morning like that, then he will go to the houses. Then he will line the children up. Come, let me show. All of you here, come. Here. Me say come. Won't you come as here? Yes, stand here. No, face here. Face. Yeah, go here. Ekojari. So. It's not a joke. It's serious. We're going to do church. The church is in the area where there are houses. We do the church. We used to do the church in the area. There's some place there. So when we go, you go to the house and call them. Then by the tap, the bucket is there. So the bucket is under the tap. Then it's fetching. So when you oba, then he will put the soap in the sponge. Then he will bath you there. Because this is your home. Next person. In the morning, he will do all those things. Then they will all go and see their home. Then we will take them to church. Why? You look at you. This. Why must somebody come and bath you before you come to church? Is it good? Because you yourself, you want to come to church and hear some preaching. Inside the preaching, you will hear stories of how God did great things. I think the topic I'm preaching is not a good topic. Me, I told you, I'm closing. Me buy a bion. I said, me bought 1,000 Ghana. What mean, me ni masa sasa sasa. Sa adi ano, me chumu yesu di imu. What's that? God, tomorrow will continue. But God wants to take, that's why I say, in this conference, we want to become an army of people who follow hard. We see a good example. We follow it hard. Another good example here. Follow it hard. And he said, this person, what did he do? So he did quiet time. Okay. Quiet time. Follow it. Hard. Every morning, read your Bible, pray. Like that. Hard. And may God help you. May God move you forward. Amen. Amen. May God, you know, I'm seeing like greatness, but I feel that you don't believe such things. May God take you to a place. Why are you not saying amen? I'm talking to you. Why are you not saying amen? You are making a grown-up take all the things away. You to stand up the way I stand. You to stand up. Yes. You to stand up so that, And then when I say that, you raise up your hand like the way they are raising up their hands, no? Yeah. May God take you to a place. When your classmates see you, they won't believe it. May God make your name go very far. Yes. You see, if you want this thing, Sam, go to this country. The supplier is there. May that be your story. And tomorrow morning, we'll continue. But close your eyes for us as we close. I want to just close your eyes. Just begin to pray to God and say, Lord, I thank you for the things that, yes. Rather me dawa say. Dawa say. Wasem now or the abremen of me dawa say. Thank you for opening my eyes. Pray, don't be quiet. Obian, sorry. Yeah, up, yeah, pong. And I own pong boom. Yeah, pong. Kata we never pay. Rather me dawa say. Once sema what they are bringing, me that was say. No matter what church, me that was say. Thank you for the revelation. Thank you for helping me to see. Thank you, Lord. Are you praying? Thank you. Masha kabali ondoli balavrasa kabranta liba. Repa kunda balavra pasa la branda libelebe. Repa kabala branta libala branda libele balabalaba. Masa pakoli bala branta libele belebelebe. Rapa kabala balabra. Rebebele anda libelebe. Rebele bala branda libalaba. Mahavaso kala branda libelebe. Maraba kosha kata branda libele balabalaba. Maroba kali anda la brapa sala branda libelebe. Masa pakali anda la branda libelebe. Mahabali ondo libala brapa sabranda libalaba. Rapa kodi bala branta lianda la bra soli branda libelebe. Mahonda bakala bra. Masapa kalibalaba. Marapa kalianda libelebe. Masapa koli bala branta libelebelebe. Ma baka bala balaba. Repa ko shakala bra. Pray, oh, don't be quiet, oh. Everybody should pray. Bompaye. There are the assi.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Now I want us to pray. John, pay attention. I want us to pray. Me pesso bompaye estre nyankopon adom se enyoma na wo teno enyoma na e wose wo ko fie ekoye eye hu ejuma no. Nyankopon be ma wa adom a ode be yesa nyoma no. Is it making sense? Because if you don't do something different, if you don't change it, then what you have heard, it will not do anything for you. But sometimes what happens is that we come into a program like this and we are very, very charged up, very excited. But we don't have the power to do what we must do. I hear you what I'm telling you. One of the things that is difficult to do among children, among grown-ups, to sustain it is quiet time. Like to have to read your Bible every day, to see something that God is trying to show you. We are praying. Last prayer, we are asking, Lord, give me the grace I need to do what I must do, to see the change I'm looking for in my life. Begin to pray right now. Give me the grace.
Grace, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
The grace, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
The grace, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord.
The power to do.
Rasevenemina
kondemina.
Rakasi demina kovala bababa. Your grace, Lord. Mandelia kozemini maroske deba. Lika mama bunde lika vala konde. Lika sun demina. Rakaski demina wande veleba. Rikiski vemina kabari asin demina. Dali kabaro zemina. Lika sun demina luka mana. Your grace, Lord. Mandelia kovenia. To be the doers of your way. Lamba rozemina. Laka sun demina kaboske beda. Rakasun demina, likavala kovelikas kovedia, rekasun demina, Mandelika falaka buske de mina rapataya binama like vinama buske de ma rakaski de mina kunde mina lika sunde mina kabuski vida lika skunde mina your grace Lord la vumina kunde vela rapasunde mina liki skunde mina lakaske velika bala kunde ma lika finde mina kaba rakaske velia baba duya tunze mina.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Eyes closed, we are praying. Father, we thank you for today, the first day of this conference. I pray that I don't know why your eyes are open. You the people in front. I don't know. Close your eyes. Okay. When you close your eyes, you can your mind can be on God. That's all. You understand what I'm trying to say? So you close your eyes. And then you can also your mind can also be on the words I am speaking. You can pay attention to the words I'm speaking. So close, let's pray. Father, thank you for the first day of this conference. The Bible says, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of a man what God has prepared for those who love him. We thank you for what you have prepared. Thank you for that great thing that no eye has seen, and no eye, no ear has heard. Thank you. Thank you. I pray for everybody who is here. Everybody, young and old who are here. I pray for the power of the Holy Spirit to come upon everyone who is here. May we receive the power to be doers of what we hear. In the name of Jesus. But I pray you will take us from this level where we are to a higher level. Take us from where we are, this level, to a higher level. Higher level in every aspect of our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that you have begun something great and that you will bring it to a good end. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Everyone shout aloud, amen. All right. You may take your seats. Okay, so we are closing, but we're going to take our last offering for the day. Is it a good idea? Is it a good idea? We want to take an offering. So take out an offering. Take your offering. Today, all the food you are going to eat, you are finished eating it. Yeah, so bring the offering, and then tomorrow we'll come back again fresh. So take out every offering you have. It's going to be a cow, but my offering. Lift your offering up. Listen, King Tampo, I pray for you that 5,000 Ghana cedis will not make you afraid. Yes. See, there's somebody here. God is telling me that you will start giving. See, you will give a $1,000 offering, and you will not feel any pain. I don't know who it is, but receive it. Yes, thousand. You will count 100. 1, 2, 3. 5, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, $100. You put it in an envelope and give it in church, and you will not feel the pain. But I saw $1,000. I saw it. I saw the notes. There's somebody here like that. You don't stop being afraid of big money. 5,000. This is not a lot of money. Just say, look, I don't have some yet. Yet. I don't have some yet. But it's coming. Let's pray. Let your offering up. Let's pray. Any money you have, lift your hand up. Let's pray. Up, 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 up. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray. All these hands that are raised up represent everybody who is in this room. I pray that out of this offering, you will cause prosperity to break out in this church. In the name of Jesus. Every church that is represented here, every branch, as their hands are up, Lord, use these offerings to cause prosperity, to cause wealth to break out in all these branches. In the name of Jesus. I pray for branch pastors. Pray for minister shepherds. I pray for teachers of children. That Lord, the Bible says that as we give, you will give to us. A good measure, pressed down, shaking together. You will send men. Lord, send men to bring us money. All the money we need. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Put money in our hands. Put money in the hands that have been raised. Prosper us. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Okay, bring the offering to me. God bless you. You will not be afraid of 5,000 cities again. No. No. 5,000 cities will not scare you anymore. When you hear, you start smiling. You start smiling. Instead of frowning your face, you will be smiling. Be smiling. In the name of Jesus. Yes. I see somebody is buying a car for 100,000 cedis. Yeah. I'm seeing 100,000. I'm seeing car. Car and 100,000. So I think somebody is going to buy a car for 100,000. Or somebody is going to dash you a car which is 100,000 cedis. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. It will be your portion. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. So, all too soon, we have come. Pay attention, please. We have come to the end of day one of the Strong Christian Conference, Kintampo 2024. Okay. So, tomorrow, this year, we didn't print a lot of t-shirts. Tomorrow, the t-shirts that we printed, this is a small number. The shirts will be here. Okay, will come from Kumasi. It will be here in church. So, if it finishes, then it's finished. It's just a very small number. So, you bring money, you bring money. If you're able to get some fast, then you can get some and then you wear it. And then you can also say that I was here at the conference 2024. But how many of you have been blessed so far? How many of you have been blessed so far? You are sure? All right. So tomorrow, by the grace of God, I want us to start at 8 o'clock, like how we have been advertising. Is it a good idea? Is it a good idea? So 8 o'clock, the sound will not come. It will be very cool, very quiet. We can just be here to hear it. My prayer is that somebody, hey, my prayer is that somebody will start doing something that they were not doing before. Like maybe you were not listening to preaching before, but you start listening to it. And you can say that it was when I came to the conference 2024, I learned how to listen to preaching. And then it's been some years now, and I can see how God has prospered me because of the things I have been listening. That's my prayer. May that be your experience. So every time we come to hear a testimony, it's like, okay, this is what I began to do after the conference. Otherwise, why are we doing the conference? Why are we having the conference? Yeah, something. Somebody, you see, for you, small children, my main prayer for you is that this Bible. Tomorrow I'll tell you more stories. How many like stories? Bible. Me, I like the Bible. I like the Bible. Even when I see the Bible, when I see a Bible lying down and I see it, I have feelings. What I'm saying is making sense to you? Yes. I like it. The words, they are nice to me. And my prayer for the children. Children, lift up your hand like this. Lift up your hand. All the children should lift up. Yes. I pray for you. That God will put inside your heart a hunger and a thirst for His word. I pray for all of you. If there is anything you love more than anything in this world, it will be the word of God. I pray for an anointing that carries with it a love for God's word. Preaching will sound very nice to you. The Bible will look, the words will sound very nice to you. When you are in church, you are very happy because the word is being preached. That will be your experience. That's my prayer for you. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We just got together for Jesus one more time. And then we are closing. So, Pastor Eric, are we finished? We can close. We can close in prayer and then we can close. We can go. So I'm closing. We're going to pray closing prayer. Tomorrow, 8 o'clock. Please, all the children who came here without a notebook, if you have children here, like John, if you have pastors, minister shepherds, you have children here, please force for them. I even buy the notebooks and dash to them. Is it making sense? Is it making sense? It's not you. It's not beneficial to have them sitting down like this and not writing. And all the children are not writing, except only like a few who are here. Okay, so please try and let them. So, tomorrow when you come to church, bring a book and a pencil or a pen. Okay, okay. Stand to your feet. Let's close. Let's pray. Father, I pray. I pray for everyone who is here. Take us home safely. Bless us as we go. Bless us as we come again tomorrow. Everything we need to be able to do well in this life, Lord, supply. Supply. According to your word that says, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory through Christ Jesus. Bless every family represented here in the name of Jesus. We come against every kind of evil that will come against anybody. We cancel all those things in the name of Jesus. And we declare only blessing upon our dwelling places in the name of Jesus. We give you praise. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Put your hands together. We are closing now. Tomorrow, we are back. Okay, 8 o'clock. So see you tomorrow. Okay.